when we heal the core wounds, we then are coming back to our true divine feminine power. Hello, soul sister, and welcome to the Feminine Healing Podcast with me, Anastasia. I'm a feminine holistic healer and mentor, and on this podcast, I will talk to you all about feminine healing, energetics, holistic wellness, and spirituality. This is the podcast for you if you want to heal, evolve, and connect to your feminine energy. I help you heal on an emotional, physical, mental, and spiritual level in order to step back into your feminine power. This was my own personal journey, and now I want to help other women. Remember to subscribe and follow on Instagram for more content. And with that, let's begin the episode. Hello and welcome back to another podcast episode, and thank you so much for being patient with me as I was away from the podcast for a little bit. I took a little break, but we are back today with another episode, and today we're going to be talking about feminine core wounds and how to heal feminine core wounds and just about feminine healing in general, because that is what my most of my topics is about, and healing in general. And this is what I want to talk about today. I have been on my journey of really healing my feminine energy, doing the spiritual work for several years. And as you guys know, it has really taken me to a whole new level and really allowed me to come into my feminine power. And this is really, you know, work that I love to share and help others, you know, get to that same level. So today we're going to talk about feminine core wounds, because I do believe that a lot of you listening are, you know, going through the process of releasing a lot of these things, a lot of the core wounds and healing, and this is really important. So I wanted to cover today core wound healing, and I haven't done an episode on this in a while, so I wanted to get into it because it's really important to understand, you know, where these core wounds are coming from, or why we have certain patterns that we continue to attract in our reality, and we're not really even conscious of those patterns or ways. We just sort of attract things and we don't know why. So, you know, the core wounds is something that a lot of us on this feminine healing journey, or when you're healing your feminine energy, you are coming back to a place of really that divine feminine energy, where you are feeling back into your true essence again, into your divine feminine, which is really what you truly are. If you are a woman and, you know, you feel like you have that divine feminine essence, you know, it depends on the polarity, because a lot of people don't like when I talk about gender. So I'm talking about polarity here. So if you are a woman and you really feel you have that feminine polarity, then you are really there to come back to that power of the feminine. And so when we heal the core wounds, we then are coming back to our true divine feminine power. So these core wounds, you know, have perpetuated in our world, in our society for a very long time. And, you know, we haven't had the opportunity to even heal these on such a deep level. And so now we are really doing that work. And a lot of us are, you know, really doing that spiritual work. And if you are on my podcast, then you are most likely on that journey. And, you know, you really want to get back into your feminine power, your true feminine energy. So, you know, that was my journey for a long time. You know, for my own personal journey, that was my process, and it has really allowed me to come to a whole new level. And, you know, this work has really been amazing. You know, I have amazing results from really aligning back to who I truly am. And, you know, I went from a very wounded place to now an empowered place. So that is what I want all of you to come back to your true divine feminine power. And, you know, this is really important. So as we continue to heal our feminine, we are naturally going to then also heal our masculine energy, which is also very important because we need the masculine energy within us, the inner masculine, to create the container that the feminine needs to thrive. Okay, so it's very important to do both work on both polarities. And, you know, that is why, you know, a lot of my work is also on polarity work and, you know, really healing and balancing masculine and feminine energies. So that is why, you know, right now I'm creating a polarity course, which is going to dive deeper into all of that for you if you want to go deeper with this work. And I will be releasing that soon. So I will announce it when I do release that course. However, you know, we are, you know, as women, we have been functioning from this wounded feminine energy for a very long time. And this has been keeping us very, very blocked and not in our feminine power. And so feminine power is truly, you know, the balance of inner feminine, inner masculine, and you then living and thriving from your feminine energy. And so when we heal, we're healing these core wounds that are ultimately keeping us blocked from our embodying our true feminine energy, embodying our true feminine power. That is really the key here. And a lot of these wounds and blocks are really, really deep. A lot of these core wounds, you know, we have been carrying for a very long time. And these core wounds, for example, you know, for feminine wounds in general, is things like codependency, things like, you know, rejection, abandonment. All of those are core wounds. And so all of that has to be healed. And so this is really important to come back to your feminine energy, feminine power, and truly become embodied in who you really are and come back to your feminine power. So that is the realignment of your own inner energies. And, you know, when we do the core wound healing, when we heal these core wounds, we truly unblock so many things for ourselves, because there's so many things that these core wounds will ultimately block in your life. And these core wounds will keep showing up until you have really mastered them, where, you know, you really have no more core wounds coming up. And you come back to that place of power at that point, because these core wounds are constantly going to keep you in a place of disempowerment. And they really block, you know, a lot of these things for us. They block, you know, our manifestations. They block things that, you know, ultimately we want, our true heart's desires. And, you know, all the things that our higher self wants for us, those higher timelines, everything is going to be blocked by these core wounds, okay? So you have to understand, these are big blocks in our life. And to manifest our reality, we need to have really these core wounds really mastered. And we need to have a balance in our masculine and feminine to truly live from a balanced place. And so this is so important. And so, like, you know, with my work, I'm going to be talking more about masculine healing as well and polarity work, you know, on this podcast, because this is something that I'm really, really passionate about in general. And I feel it's so important, and, you know, things that, you know, often we don't hear about, or people don't go in deeper into this. So I generally believe in this. And so this is why I'm going to continue to talk about it on the podcast. And I'm going to make more episodes on it, so you also understand how, you know, these core wounds are playing out and manifesting certain realities. So this is really important. And I really feel, from my own personal journey, this created such huge shifts in my life, in my reality. And specifically when I started to dive deeper into the core wounds and core patterns that were really manifesting my reality, that were causing, you know, these for me to basically stay stuck in lower timelines or perpetuating certain patterns in my life, okay? And this is really important, because you don't want to get stuck. And these core wounds keep us stuck literally in a disempowered place. So if you are on this journey, you know, really, you know, go back to what is coming up for you every single day? What are you working with? What are the emotions that you are working with on a daily basis? You know, this is really, truly important. And, you know, when I work with clients, I really go deeper into the inner work that, you know, shows up every single day. So what is it that, you know, you are moving through every single day? What is it that's coming up for you all the time? So we go in deeper and we go into a lot of things in my sessions. So the core wounds are usually, everyone has a certain amount of core wounds. And if you truly want to heal these, you know, core wounds so that you could unblock all of these things, all these higher timelines, higher manifestations, you need to go in deeper with yourself, okay? So for my process, you know, that is exactly what I did. And I, you know, now I'm in a completely different energy and vibration to a few years ago, you know, like I truly am. So I am here to preach. I'm here to tell you that this is going to change your life, to actually address, you know, what is causing the issues within you? What are the energies or patterns keeping you stuck? And this is what you need to come to the bottom of. It's very important to truly, you know, master yourself. And that's ultimately what you're here to do. You're really here to heal on all these different levels, to truly come back to who you are on a soul level. And that's what I always talk about, is that you're here to come back to who you truly are, your soul, right? And so all these core wounds and core patterns are stopping you from attaining that balance, attaining your connection back with your soul, with your higher self. And this is really important for this process. So when we work with core wounds, when you work with these core wounds, it's going to be layer by layer where these feminine wounds are constantly coming up, you know, and I have a lot of podcasts on feminine wounds in general, but I wanted to today really talk about the fact that these core wounds are, you know, the biggest blocks in our life, okay? This is why they are called core wounds. So they will be multi-layered, multi-dimensional, and this is something you have to work through multi-dimensionally, okay, because of that. And so, you know, when we're doing this feminine work, it's really about healing all of these things, okay? Aligning back to your feminine energy is more to do with the inner work than the external stuff. That's not really that important. The inner work, the energy, realigning your energy is the most important thing in this process. So feminine energy is very much to do with the energy. It's not too much to do with the external things. So we want to get into alignment with that goddess power. And that comes from within. That comes from you facing your inner shadow, inner wounding, all of that, to truly come back into your power. Because all these core wounds are going to stop you from, like I said, getting to your next highest timeline. And this is really important because, you know, a lot of us feel stuck. A lot of us feel, you know, blocked in different ways. And what I've noticed in, you know, with my clients and in my coaching is that a lot of them are blocked by core wounds specifically. And they're blocked in the sense that, you know, they can't manifest anything because they're blocked in either their polarities are imbalanced and they can't take action, or there's, you know, core wounds linked to the polarities, because each, there's different core wounds based on masculine or feminine energy. So it's when you're, you know, unblocking all of that, that's when your manifestations and next highest levels of your, you know, of your reality unlock. And that's when you really get the keys to those highest timelines, because all of these core wounds are going to keep showing up in your life until you have integrated that energy, integrated that pattern. And this is not an easy process whatsoever. You know, for my own self, I was dealing with these core wounds for a while. You know, they kept on coming up for me, but You know, there comes a time, there comes a point where you do come to a very balanced place within, and you can feel the shift within yourself where you come back into that balance within because you don't have any kind of, you know, self-sabotaging behavior or, you know, that shadow or, you know, that voice in the back of your head anymore, because those are that's what the core wounds will create. The self-sabotaging, or you know, the monkey mind. And then women are constantly stuck in their mind, and this is what it is. And so as we heal these core wounds, we're also healing, you know, coming out of this place of trauma response and healing the nervous system as well, so that the nervous system can actually truly relax, so you can then embody your feminine energy. So this is another thing that's really important, because you know, a lot of us are living from a place of fight or flight, and we are in that trauma response because we haven't actually dealt with the core wounds underneath everything. And we're going to keep perpetuating these cycles until we have healed the core wounds. So if you are in the process of healing core wounds, it's going to be, you know, where your body is going to go into a state of fight or flight. When you're in that place of fight or flight, that's kind of when you know, like, there's a core wound that's activating, because that's what these core wounds will do. And so it is that process of mastering the core wounds and getting to the bottom of what your core wounds are. Feminine core wounds are going to be the biggest and the most difficult to integrate, because we're dealing with, you know, core wounds in general are things that are, you know, like I said, like codependency is a big core wound, rejection. These are things that run really, really deep and are multi-layered. And these things, you know, are literally blocking your next highest level. So it's very important to address every day, you know, if you are on a healing journey, to work with this every single day. So what I recommend always is working with your patterns every day with a healing practice like journaling. And then that way you can actually see what is in your energy field. What are you releasing? So this is truly, really important for everyone who is on the healing journey, who wants to realign with their feminine energy, who wants to do feminine work, and who wants to truly come back into their feminine power. This is really, really important. So, you know, for myself, like I said, I've been through the process myself, and I know what it takes to come back to your true divine feminine energy. And this is the biggest thing. This is the first thing that we have to overcome. And I talk about the sacral chakra a lot, because when we deal with core wounds, I have some episodes about the sacral chakra work, how, you know, we are healing the sacral chakra through dealing with the core wounds. So core wounds are linked to the sacral chakra. So when you're dealing with core wounds, it's really about unblocking the sacral chakra, and all the emotions that was stored in the sacral chakra are all coming out for you to alchemize and process. And that's really the core wound healing. The feminine energy is realigning, because the sacral chakra is linked to your feminine power. So we have to realign the sacral chakra to come into your feminine power. So that's going to be another thing where you're going to be feeling like that's happening for you, that the sacral chakra is being activated through this process of core wound healing. So that's another thing that you may feel on this journey or in this process, where you're really diving deep into that, those core wound healing, that core, those core wounds are amplified and being triggered for you to then release, to integrate, and to truly come back into your feminine alignment, feminine power. So this is the process for core wound healing, and you know, just healing your feminine core wounds in general, and how this goes, and how it's so important for you as a, you know, as a woman to come back into your feminine power. And what's really stopping you from coming back into your feminine power is all these things that are not true, basically, all these things that are, you know, in the way of your alignment of your feminine energy, which is all about flowing, which is all about being safe, which is living from really that energy of your intuition, of your highest self, and really being connected to the present moment and really being connected to your body and coming back to your body, and instead of living in the mind and the anxiety and, you know, in that place of chasing and hustling. Because truly you come back, when you come back to your feminine power, it's life becomes a lot more easy because you're flowing with life. You're in this place of truly in that goddess frequency where you're becoming magnetic. Okay, so that's the feminine energy. It's a very magnetic energy. So that's when you know you've aligned back to your feminine power, your feminine energy, because you don't have to then, you know, you don't have to do so much anymore in your external world. You don't have to, you know, chase so much. You don't have to, there's not a lot of force anymore. Okay, and I talk about power over force. When, you know, women are in their true divine feminine power, they are very much operating from power over force. And that's really the feminine energy, the divine feminine energy, the goddess. So that's the alignment we're coming back to. And really, after we heal all these core wounds and, you know, all of that that's blocking you and blocking all your manifestations and everything, because there's so many things about the core wounds that truly block our everything coming to us, because we literally have blocks that are saying that, you know, we don't deserve it, or we're not worthy of it. And, you know, these are blocks to the manifestations. These are receiving blocks. And so this is why it's so important to heal all of these things, so things can come into your reality, things can come into your vortex, so you can become magnetic. And that is truly your power. So I want to leave it at that for feminine core wounds today. There's a lot to this topic. If you are interested in more of, you know, this work, or you want to go in deeper, my website is there, along with my courses and my new course, which I will be releasing, which will be on polarity work. And I will talk more about that as well. And yes, that is all for today. Thank you for being here and listening. And I will be back with more episodes more frequently. Like I said, I did take a little break. And now, you know, I am back. I have been busy with a lot of things in the last month. And last 2 months, I guess. I don't remember the last time I posted here, but it has been a while. But I will be back with more episodes for you on this podcast, because I do like to share and, you know, give as much advice and information as I can for all of you who are on this journey too. So I send you lots of love, and I'll speak to you in the next episode.